Namaste, and welcome once again. We'll begin in this particular class in standing. Please make your way into that position of being upright, feet hip width apart, having the arms down by the sides, just finding a comfortable standing position, head sort of balanced on the shoulders. And once you get into that space of this upright standing position, if you are happy to, soft eyes or closing the eyes even. Now, I don't know how your balance is, so you're aware of balance. So if it's best to keep the eyes open, that would be wise. And if you're comfortable to have them closed, then that's an option. But checking in the standing position now, feeling the momentum of your body, weight falling through the feet, pressure in the legs. Are there sensations in the belly or arms? What sensations do you notice when you check in a standing position? Is it more of a difficult thing to check in standing as opposed to lying down? Is your mind really busy? Can you be aware of yourself in this standing position without trying to be, without thinking it should be different, noticing any opinions in your mind, any judgments, and feeling the physical sensations of life in standing? How are you breathing? How do you feel? With the suggestion of dropping into your experience, the invitation is to allow yourself to be in standing. And we often don't stand still for no reason. The reason being is feel your body and mind. Life from the inside out. Bring a little bit of attention down to the ground through contact of feet. And very lightly, would you pour a little bit more weight onto one foot? Sort of just pouring a little bit, leaning a little bit more onto one leg. Not too much, just very casually. And then over to the other foot, over to the other leg. Very slowly, so it's not a drama. You're not trying to make it too intense. You're just slightly swaying, as if you're on a boat out in the ocean. Just moving consciously. Eyes open. Drifting a little bit from side to side. Very much in control of the movement. So if you lose control, come back to a slower, smaller space of moving from side to side. Nothing intense, just a little bit from side to side. Now, when you can, pour a little bit of weight onto that right foot and stay there. Deliberately bring attention to that right foot, right leg, and pause there. If you can, lift the left foot off the ground and give the ankle and foot a little bit of a shake. Shaking the whole of the leg, bit of the foot. Just a little shake. Naturally, if it's if you've lost your balance, you just tip back over into the left foot. So you feel free to swap sides. So pour onto the left foot when you're ready. And if you can, lift that right foot out to the front, give it a little, the ankle and the foot, a little bit of a shake. Go from side to side, but spend as much time as you can in the balancing now. So if it's possible, and if you know your balance is not good, hold on to something. Hold on to a wall or a chair, something to stabilize yourself. Hold and balance on one leg and shake the foot out to the front. If your balance is really good, you could shake the foot out to the front, and then out to the side, and even behind you, sort of shaking the ankle and foot mainly. Feel the pressure, feel the challenge of balancing. Not lifting the leg up too high, just a little bit, just more going for the shaking, loosening the body. And more often than not, we have a bit more strength in one leg than the other. So feeling the impact through the back, lower back and spine, just shaking. when you're in contact with both feet, pause in the middle. Bring a bit of sense of balance between the legs if you can. Or do you naturally favour a little bit more weight on the left foot than the right? Noticing how you're standing. And then shift the tension to the hands and wrists and keep the arms by the sides and give the fingers and the wrists a little bit of a shake. Just loose general shaking of the fists, of the fingers and wrists. Shake the arms a little bit if you want to. You could shake the arms just down by the sides. You could bend the elbows if you want to. Just a little bit of a loosening. Feel if anything really grabs your attention through the shaking. The shaking, moment to moment, getting a bit of blood flow. Or if it's easy, take the arms out to the sides, out in a cross position. Shake the arms out to the sides, or even taking the arms up to the ceiling and shaking. The goal is just to shake and loosen. Bend the elbows, shake as much of those arms as you like. Whatever feels okay. Have a little bit of a play around. Give yourself permission to explore shaking. Bring again your arms all the way down. The arms come down by the sides, just letting the arms go. Letting the arms relax. Dropping them down. And if you can, let the face tilt down. Let your nose point down towards the ground so you feel the back of the neck stretch out. Just gently allowing the face to tip down. Just stopping where it feels totally okay to stop. And then gently rolling the chin towards one shoulder or past the shoulder. And I don't know what you're noticing, but are you paying attention to your body and the shoulders and the neck on the other side? You can gently stop or change and roll the chin across, again back, across the chest and up to the other shoulder or past the shoulder. If there wasn't a goal in your trying to go further, see if you can be really present to moving, very much alive to the movement. Whether it's a centimetre movement of the chin or doing a full circle of the chin and the neck. Some movements will be more comfortable than others. And choose wisely where you go. And how you do that is just showing up on the mat. Showing up for yourself through deliberate movement. Not as you'd like the movement to happen, but what is happening? Rolling. Feel the naturally, most of us are bracing for tension. And if you choose to slow down, pay deliberate, awake attention to moving, rolling the chin. Or is it fine to pause on those particularly tighter spots and actually offer some moments of just staying still with inside that shape of tension, learning about the tension. You're not trying to change the tension, simply engaging it by showing up. Or is it best to just roll without stopping? How's your breathing? As much as you can, breathe comfortably throughout each movement. Journey and make your way back into a neutral, pausing back in the center. So lifting the chin back up to where you think your normal space of looking out is. And allowing the neck and the shoulders to regather themselves to come back into a new state of being, if there's a change in there or no change. And this time we'll just turn the head a little bit to the right, turn the head and the shoulders a little bit to the right, and then gently turning the head and the shoulders to the left, And just gently turning the head and the shoulders. And if you're happy to, swing the arms a little bit from side to side. Head, shoulders, so a bit of a twist. Feet and knees stay forward, but just gently swaying, swinging from side to side. Loosening up. So remember, just gentle loosening and until things loosen. And hopefully they will loosen. Swinging from side to side. Twisting. You might play around with momentum, how far you want to go, how intense you want to make it. Does it feel like making it in a very placid, slow motion, deliberate, small action? Or does it feel like you should press the accelerator a little bit? What's in your nature? Clothing, waist, ribcage, shoulders, neck, eyes open. Or can you do it with the eyes closed perhaps? Just twisting, swinging. I want you to slow down the movement, but twist to and pause on one side. So let's pause to the right side. So we'll make that choice of just twisting to the right. Turn the head and the shoulders to the right as far as you'd like to go, and then just stay there. Now, most people hold the arms up in sort of a tension or a place, but if you can you let the arms just sink down into their own shape? Not holding the arms in position, letting the arms softly down, unless you particularly want to hold the arm somewhere. Notice where you're looking at, and if your head's pointing down towards the floor, just lift it up a little bit so eyes level with horizon if you could see it. Touch into the qualities of breathing and body. Now keep the shoulders and the body still. But if you can, lightly, slowly, gently turn the head from side to side, as if you're scanning the horizon, listening to any sounds in the neck, seeing if you can keep the jaw relaxed, eyes soft, eyes open or eyes closed, but turning the head, you're twisted to the right and just the head moving. Floating the head a little bit from side to side. Notice your breathing, noticing your body, noticing. When your head is back into fairly much halfway between those shoulders, somewhere fairly natural, twist the shoulders and the head all the way over to the left. So change sides. Turn the body to that left side. As far as you want to take those shoulders, so the hips will be in a bit of a twist. There'll be tension in your body, but there doesn't need to be any held tension in the arms. So once more, offer the arms down. See if you can let the shoulders fall away from the ears. See if you can breathe down into your belly. And once more, if you're happy to, explore turning just the head now from side to side. As the head goes from side to side, naturally the eyes follow. You could even explore turning the eyes in the opposite direction to your head. So as your head went to the right, you turn the eyes a little to the left. And as your head turns a little to the left, you could explore turning the eyes to the right. This will cause a little bit more intensity in the eyes. So it may or may not be an option that you want to do. Just floating the head's the main thing. Again, make your way back into shoulders, back to neutral, arms down by the sides, hips coming back to center, everything coming back to middle. Let's do a little bit of side stretching now. Would you leave the right arm relaxed? Let the right arm be by the side. If you can, bring that left arm up towards the sky. Take it up. And if you can, that left arm goes straight up and then over your body a little bit. So banana shape. So take that left arm a little bit over to the right, across the head. You can have the elbow bent if you need to, or even leave the action out if that left shoulder's a bit dicey. If you can, so reaching that left arm over your head and across a little bit, so that right shoulder blade. Sort of really stretching into that left shoulder blade, left waist. Again, if you can, soften that right shoulder. Reverse out of it, letting that left arm flow back through the air, back to the side, and eventually bringing all the way down into that left side, just letting that left arm relax and swapping sides. Right arm drifting up to the sky, and like the arm is like the sun going through the sky, take it up over your head and take it over to the side, just a little bit or a long way. Right arm going across you, right side getting a stretch out and that left side compressing. And coming back when you want to, going from side to side, banana shaping the body. The feet can be quite close together, feet can be hip width apart, feet can be quite wide apart if you really want to, but just explore what's right for your body. Mainly getting a side stretch. Allowing the head just naturally to flow with the arm. Taking some deeper breaths if you can. Is it a movement that you enjoy, or is it a bit too strong in the ribcage, waist? Great, just stretch these abdominal oblique muscles. Hold if you can to one side. Take the arm up and over, and then get a sense of stopping inside. And managing, opening, breathing, alive, or not holding, you choose. Only hold if you can. When you come out, see if you can be just as present to that initial moment of coming out and continuing to feel moment to moment, even when the arm comes down to that point of letting go. Why not be aware? Change sides or keep going on that one side, but balance yourself out. And naturally we have imbalances in your body. You'll know this if you practice yoga. You'll notice the different qualities in shoulders and hips and legs. Again, bring or move or reshape your attention back to coming back to standing position, back into the middle space, back in where there's no leaning to the left, no lifting of the arms, no turning of the head, back into middle. Take some moments in that center space. Take some moments to breathe. Take now the feet a little bit wider apart. Hip width apart would be the best space. And unhinge the knees, so bend the knees. And do a little bit again, back to the feet. Would you lift both heels off the ground a little bit And then, of course, let the heels come down and then peel the toes a little bit off the ground, just a little bit, not too much. So remember, just a little bit. And ground toes, lift heels, so like a seesaw, one end of the feet stay in and the other end come off, and up and down, weight bearing on the heels a little bit, lifting toes, and then bringing toes to contact, lifting heels. If you can do this rocking through the feet, if possible, swing the arms up as the heels lift up, and only swing the arms up level with the shoulders maybe. Let the heels come down, arms come down, lift the toes up. Lift the heels, arms flow up a little bit, arms come down, lift the toes up. So rocking. Keep the knees bent, swinging the arms up, heels up, arms down, lifting toes up. Of course you lose your balance here and there. That's a given. Absolute given. Just begin again. No need to get frustrated. Have a little bit of a play. Is it useful to swing the arms up higher, faster, slower? Is it best to go fast, best to go slow, best to leave it out? What's best for you? Just practicing, feeling the momentum through the feet and body, swinging and loosening. Keep it going. Keep that breath going. Feel how the breath is going, swinging. Just begin again. Keep going. Use the whole body, from the toes to the fingers to the head, everything moving, swinging up, swinging back, swinging. Again, slow down if you haven't already stopped. Come back into that middle place, back into the center. Once you come back, take the feet a bit wider apart, make a V shape with the legs. Widen the feet so they're a V shape, as wide as you want to take it. Would you bend the right knee and take the left hand down to that right knee, or down to the shin even, or down to the ankle. So it's a cross stretch, left hand going across and down to that right knee, shin or ankle. As you come up and open the arms out wide into a cross position. And then gently come back through the middle. This time we'll bend the left knee and slide that right hand this time down to the left knee, or to the shin, or down lower, letting the head and shoulders go down, of course. You come up and open the arms out wide into the cross position and have both legs straight in this V-shaped leg position, going from side to side, just bending one knee and taking the opposite hand to that knee or lower. Try and pull the tummy in as you come up. Open the arms out wide, take a nice deep breath, going from side to side. Keep doing that action. Or as you bend the knee, instead of taking the arm down, take the arm across in front of the chest. So still taking the arm across, but not towards the leg, more across you and coming back. So you could bend that left knee, take the right arm across, level with the arms, level with the shoulders. Or bending, or taking the arms up higher, bending that right knee, and taking the left arm up and across towards the ceiling in a sort of diagonal reach. So taking it across you and over. So have a little bit of a play. Bending the knee, taking that opposite arm across you, either down towards the knee, shin, ankle, or across level with the shoulders, or across and higher than the shoulders. So have a little bit of explore, breathing and moving, using the whole body, warming the body up. Noticing any fatigue, is it quite a challenging action? Feel free to stop and leave anything out. Just moving your body, that might mean minuscule movement, might need to protect a shoulder or be easy on the knee, not bend the knee so much, not take the arm so far. You're responding to what you're noticing. And this way, you get the best practice with what you've got today. And that's the only thing to work on right now. Not as you wish it was in the past, which probably might have been in better conditions, might have been in worse conditions. Stay with being present. Again, flow back. Take some moments to walk the feet back into hip width apart. Bring those arms back by the sides. Back into middle. I'd like you to unlock your knees a little bit. Softer knees. Not bending the knees too much, but just unlocking the knees. And again, tipping the head down so you're looking towards the ground, towards the floor, towards your mat. And if you can, roll the head and the arms down the body like a rag doll. Roll yourself down. You could just bring the hands onto the knees again. That might be just enough for your back, or let the hands go down to the shins or hands even to the floor. Just feeling the intensity in the back, the buttocks and the legs. When you come up by pulling the tummy in. Again, your back might need a bit of support, so use the hands. When you come up, if you can, take the arms again out to the sides and flow the arms up to the sky, so if possible. Arms come down, just gently flowing the arms down, and hands on the legs, or just bending the knees, curling down into a forward bend. And give yourself lots of time to stop, lots of time to come up. Have a sense of moving with a sense of timelessness, where you don't need to rush. There's no requirement for you to be anywhere else than just showing up. Maybe there's niggles. Maybe there's tightness. There is tightness in any forward bend. There's tightness anytime you use your whole body. But it's great to move the body on a regular basis. You feel better for it. Generally feel lighter for it. Improves your circulation. Reduces the stress levels. Brings a calmness into your attention. Especially if you focus on your breathing in a relaxed way. Moving up and moving down. Or if you're happy to, just hanging down, staying in that hanging position. If you'd like to, keep going up and down, or just hanging down and flopping yourself down, surrendering the body to a forward bend. Bend the knees as much as you like. There's no need to lift a shoulder or lift an arm, just letting things drape down if you've chosen the option of hanging down. You can give your head a little bit of a turn from side to side, just a very casual movement, or if it's really easy for you, let the arms hang down, but lift one shoulder up a little bit, sort of shrugging the shoulder slightly up towards the ear. And then letting that shoulder just sag down organically towards wherever towards down happens to be. The shoulder and arm just to come down. And you're just lifting one shoulder at a time, those of you that are hanging down. If you're already up and standing, if you've left the hanging down space, you could just stay there. Gather yourself. again, would you? Please, in your own way, because we all have our own way, if you're in that hanging down position, how do you get back up to standing with a way that feels right for you? And be aware of the technique. Stack the vertebra back up, roll your body back up. And if you're already up, again, if you can, stand in a relaxed, natural way, not sagging things down so much, but just letting the body be upright, arms again just hanging by sides. And once you come up here, bring off some awareness to any intensity in the face. Are you holding your face in any way? Feel your breathing entering and leaving the nostrils. Let the arms really be soft by the sides. Please lift both shoulders just up a little bit, both shoulders flowing up, and roll the shoulders back as if you're trying to press the shoulder blades into each other. And then letting those shoulders roll down towards the ground consciously. And at some stage, roll the shoulders forward. And then once more, moving up, shoulders up. Rolling both shoulders. Keep the arms loose if you can, but circling the shoulders. Feeling all those sensations. Sound. Pulling. Tightness. Or ease. Circling the shoulders. Again, would you pause at some place? And this is the end of this first part. Thank you.